and follow me, obey me. We learn from this that the quickest way and the most effective way and the only way to earn Allah consciousness and become aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through obedience to the Messenger of Allah. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ He said to his people that I am not here to request from you and to ask for you a remuneration and a payment in exchange for this message which I have come to convey you. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ My remuneration, my reward is only with the Rabb of the world, the Lord of all the world. He will recompense me and He will give me in full the reward for the message which I am to convey to you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ For a second time, Nuh alayhi salam repeats this statement to his people that be fearful of Allah, develop Allah consciousness and obey me. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْذَلُونَ What did the people say to him? The arrogant, proud one, those who belong to the elite from the community, they said to him, should we believe in you? Should we bring iman in you? Why the lowest of the low have followed you? How can we bring iman in you? When look at who are your followers, the drowned, downtrodden people in the community, the lowest one in the community, those who are not amongst the elite, those who do not enjoy any status within the community, they are the ones who follow you. How can we associate ourselves with them? And we find this common with every Nabi. The very first people who had accepted the message of all the prophets were those who were considered to be the downtrodden, low people within the community, those who enjoyed absolutely no status in the eyes of other people within the community, which shows that the very first attribute and quality that a person requires in order to accept the truth is humility and is humbleness. And generally, such people, they have naturally within them, they have the quality of humility and humbleness. That is why, and simplicity, that is why it was very, very easy for them to accept the message of the Prophet. So, this was according to them. They considered them to be the lowest. They considered them to be amongst the downtrodden people in the community simply because they were not amongst the elite and because they did not enjoy status in the community in which they lived. So Nuh alayhi salam said to the people in response when they said to him, how do we associate with these people? We belong to a different class and they belong to a different category. قَالَ وَمَا عِلْمِي بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Nuh alayhi salam said, I do not know about what they do. I do not know about what they do. In other words, how can you consider them to be the lowest when it is not your financial status, when it is not your position that earns you greatness in the sight of Allah? It's your deeds. It is your deeds. So this is an incorrect perception that you have. You are considering them to be the lowest in the community simply because they do not belong to the elite. Whereas that is not the criteria. That is not the criteria in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, perhaps it is the criteria within the communities which we live, which is incorrect. But in the sight of Allah, it is your deed. It is the level of piety that you have. It is the type of qualities that you have developed. That is what makes you valuable in the sight of Allah. So Nuh alayhi salam says to them, وَمَا عِلْمِي بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ I do not know of what deeds they are involved in. Perhaps the deeds that they do, these ones whom you consider as downtrodden, as the lowest of the low, those whom you do not wish to associate with them, you do not even wish to look at them, perhaps they are doing such deeds that have earned them a high and a very lofty position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he draws the attention of the people and our attention to a very important aspect. That value in the sight of Allah is based on your deeds and based on your level of taqwa and piety. In hisabuhum illa ala rabbi law tash'urun. Nuh alayhi salam says, do you not have any sense? He tells his people that those who make this objection, he says to them, do you not have any sense? Their hisab, their account, and their answerability and accountability is with Allah alone. What does it have to do with you accepting the message? What do they have to do with you accepting the message? Their account is with Allah. Your account is with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to pass judgment on you, not based on what they did, not based on what anyone else did, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pass a judgment in your favor or against you based on what you did. So you have to be concerned about that. Your account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not how they are going to answer in the court of Allah. Nuh alayhi salam says this to them, and he says, وَمَا أَنَّ بِطَارِدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I am not going to, you are asking me to disassociate myself from these people, from the poor one, from the low one. You are asking me to disassociate myself from them. He says, I am never ever going to chase them away. مَا أَنَّ بِطَارِدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I am not going to repel them. I am not going to drive them away from me. They will remain with me because they have iman and they are believers. In ana illa nadhirun mubin. Nuh alayhi salam said to his people, I am no more than a clear warner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me to you.